This is the story about a neighborhood, or rather, the people in a neighborhood, who are fighting and mostly winning the battle against urban decay. Back in the 50s, whites lived here in Anacostia, a neighborhood in southeastern Washington, D.C., and worked in a nearby shipyard. But as the shipyard closed down, whites began to move out, and blacks, displaced by other urban renewal projects elsewhere in the city, began to move in. Through the 60s, the whites kept leaving, and Anacostia slipped into decay. Buildings deteriorated and were then abandoned. But these days, Anacostia is rebuilding itself. Black residents here had seen whites reclaim other previous black ghettos in Washington, including the now posh Georgetown area and the trendy Capitol Hill neighborhood, where houses cost well over $100,000 now. Let's not move again when urban renewal comes. Let's rebuild this neighborhood for ourselves, black residents of Anacostia said. So they formed a neighborhood development corporation and brought in as an expert resource the Neighborhood Housing Service, a private group that started in Pittsburgh and has many branches in the eastern part of the country. It's a partnership of residents, city officials, and financial institutions. It counsels people about getting financing to upgrade or completely renovate a home and has built up a nearly $500,000 revolving loan fund for people in Anacostia who can't get regular credit. And its experts help get Anacostia declared an historic district since it is the site of Cedar Hill, which was the home of escaped slave, abolitionist, and statesman Frederick Douglass. And that has meant some grants for historic preservation from the Interior Department. How do residents feel about the effort?
I feel that it's good. You know, it's good for the community.
Lonnie Finley is an Anacostia resident and construction worker. He's currently building a solar hot water system for an apartment complex in Anacostia.
If you let an area that is old as this just go to decay, and you say go to deterioration because people don't have the income to support it, then what are we doing as a whole entire people to live here in America, Anacostia, you know? Wherever it is, you have to kind of preserve it. So if it starts to drop down, then you have to pull together people who would want to work and uplift the community. And I always figure if you got enough good, then the deterioration will leave.
The Neighborhood Housing Service pushes out deterioration in big and little ways. For example, it maintains a tool lending library, so residents can borrow free tools they need to maintain their homes. They have garden tools, including lawnmowers, 40-foot ladders to fix roofs, even plumbing wrenches and other tools needed to fix plumbing. And NHS helps residents find money and good workers to fix up homes that would otherwise continue to slide down. Mrs. Verna Smith, for example, owns her own home, but she was losing her kitchen to rot and termites. She turned to NHS.
They helped me get my application filled out correctly. They went with me to the bank and talked with the loan officer there. And then there was more of an overseer when the contractor came on the job to make sure that there was no pants and stuff. In other words, we worked hand in hand together.
Not only is the NHS partnership on a person-to-person basis, it feels it is the partner of the entire neighborhood. And when houses have gone down so far that they've been abandoned, NHS buys some and fixes them up for resale to a low or moderate-income family. Christine Barron, executive director of NHS, showed me a beautiful home that some vocational students had just about finished fixing up with money provided by NHS. So what does something like this cost?
The acquisition cost was about $15. The construction loan to do the rehab was $40,000. There's an additional $15,000 in historic preservation grant money. So the total cost of the rehab is going to be close to $60,000. And we'll probably sell it in the low 40s.
So you, in one sense, you literally lose money on these projects.
That's true. But by the same token, we are assured that the community is being revitalized and stabilized.
You can see the stabilization effect taking place on one block where Mrs. Irene Stockett purchased an NHS-renovated home last year. There are still two burned-out homes, but on either side of them, and indeed up and down the entire block, there's lots of fresh paint and new work that shows the block has come to believe in its future. I knocked on Mrs. Stockett's door.
Can we walk around and take a look at what they did in this renovation?
Yes, you can walk around.
We've got... This room is the dining room we're in now.
Yeah. The house was originally a shambles. It was nothing here. And they did a complete rebuild.
Mrs. Stockett showed the solar heat and hot water system that NHS included, a bit of foresight most developers don't find profitable yet.
This is it. You have the solar panels on the top of the house. And this saves you, I mean, tremendous. The highest bill I've had was $187 for this big house. And that was when we had the cold snap.
How do you feel about living in this, your own house at a reasonable cost? How did you feel when you got the house?
Proud. I'm still proud.
Mrs. Irene Stockett, a resident of Anacostia, Washington, D.C., a neighborhood that's trying to rebuild without gentrification.